Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
1979, a good year, but would it make a good baby name? Because a lot of baby names, apparently, Hutsy, are being inspired by our very own calendar, according to Mum Central.
All right.
The website reckons there is a growing trend amongst new parents to name their kids after months of the calendar. So, you know, you wouldn't be surprised if you're a teacher. Soon you'll get a class, you'll start the year with a class, and you'll have kids in the class called August, because Mandy Moore, the singer-turned-actor, and Princess Eugenie, the Queen's granddaughter, both of them called their kids August, their sons, and apparently it's a growing trend.
That's okay, fair enough.
Names of the months.
My memory is pretty bad, so for me, if I was a teacher, it'd be term one, term two. That's what I named the kids in the class as well. But
it'd be hard if you had like kids in the class that had the same name.
Yeah.
Like if you had two Februarys, you go, oh, well, you're going to be leap year February because the other February is shorter than you.
Yeah.
So you're leap year Feb, and that's regular Feb.
Yeah, the thing with trends is, though, they come and go.
That
baby name, you're stuck with it. Like this, it's not like when you all of a sudden get a phone call out of the blue to some, you know, life insurance thing and you sign up and you've got a 30-day cooling off period. There's no cooling off period once you've uttered that name out of your mouth and said, this is what the baby's name's going to be. That's it. It's too late.
Yeah. And what would make a good month as well? Like, what are you going to... Because according to Mum Central, they're saying many parents are opting for a seasonal name or a day of the week even to commemorate their little one's special day of birth. And sometimes these months have special meanings for the family.
Yeah.
So
one I'd be staying away from would be July, because dry July goes for a whole month and that scares me.
Right. There's a few people as well naming their kids after days of the week, like our very own Grant Denyer.
Yeah.
Him and his wife named their third daughter Sunday. And Rupert Grint from Harry Potter, he named his daughter Wednesday. So they reckon there's a growing trend to name the babies after the days of the week. I don't know if you follow that through, though. If you go, okay, the first kid's called Monday, the second kid's called Sunday, third kid, we'll call them Happy Days.
You'd have to
Sunday,
hate
Sunday, Monday, Happy Days.
Name your kid Monday. You'd have to hate that kid.
Yeah.
Like, that's rough,
it's
man.
Not good, yeah.
Monday's never
Friday's
good.
The party kid.
Yeah.
Monday's the one that's a little lackluster. So, yeah, it might be something to consider if you do have a bun in the oven and you're trying to get inspiration for a new name for the baby. I'm like, how far do you take it, though?
Yeah.
Are they going to have... Like, are they going to go, oh, I don't want to just call my kid like a regular months.
No.
I'm going to call my child Endometriosis Awareness Months. I think that's got a nice ring to it. I know if I do have a kid down the track, I'm going to name it after a week. It's like, please meet Baby Shark Week. Isn't he adorable?
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
Yesterday, we had a story about this pea plater who borrowed his dad's car.
Yeah.
$70,000 Mustang.
As you do.
He felt really cool driving dad's car right up until the point where he pranged it.
Yeah, it's a big difference between that kid and me. I felt quite embarrassed driving our $1,500 Ford Falcon that could barely move in a forwards direction, but hey.
You don't feel as cool when you have to push start your parents' car. But still, it's a set of wheels, and that's what counts.
Exactly right. So we're after basically what happened when you borrowed the car for me. I've had a couple of things happen when I borrowed the car. Jeez, where do I start? One of them, going through the Macca's drive-thru with my cousin in my parents' Commodore station wagon.
Mm-hmm.
Went a little bit too far past one of the windows.
Right.
Reversed back and
ran into someone's car.
Into someone's car.
You know they have rear view mirrors for a reason.
I know.
I just had to get them nugs.
I know. I was just like, oh, just go back. And it was like banging. I'm like, no. Got out. I actually got the order. Then I pulled over it outside, like in the waiting thing. And then he came out. And all I done was bent his number plate in. So he was like, don't worry about it.
Why wasn't he beeping? Did he beep to go, yo, you're backing into me, man. What are you doing?
Nothing. Okay. It happened that quick. It was just like, oh, then it was like quickly like that. Like it wasn't even like a big.
And how old were you?
I was probably about 20.
Okay, sure.
Me and my cousin is just like, not a word to anyone. He was like, no, it's all good. Another one which happened was I borrowed my mum's car when I was on my P plates, and I was literally just going around the corner. This is good advice for anyone who's on their P plates. Always put your P plates on. I managed to go for a drive, came back for whatever reason, got one street away from home, pulled over by the cops when I'm having P plates on, got a fine. for not having the P-plates displayed on the car.
Okay.
I was one street away from home.
Right.
What made it more embarrassing was it was my mum's car and she had fluoro pink seat covers that had Playgirl on there. I'm like, Mum, first of all, why do you have these seat covers? So the police officers were laughing at that, first of all. And then it was just like, they almost sort of...
You're like, come on, let me off. I mean, look at the seat covers.
Yeah.
You know?
So we want to know...
Embarrassing
when,
enough.
Yeah, when did you attract disaster when borrowing the car? For whatever reason, it could be a car crash, it could be something else. Like,
I mean, we know why Hutsy's not allowed to drive the Power FM promo van.
That's it.
But we want to know what happened to you when you borrowed someone's car. 1-300-92-1250.
Chris from Dalmeny, what happened to you, mate, when you borrowed someone else's car?
I borrowed my mum's car when I was younger, about, I don't know, 19 years ago or something. It was brand new, EL Falcon, and it's been a bit of a nugget, and I ended up wrapping it around a guardrail.
Oh, okay. And you came away okay from that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was fine. The car wasn't.
No, it doesn't sound like it. You said you borrowed mum's car, though, did you ask that you could borrow the car before
borrow
this
happened? It?
Yeah, of course. So I only just got my license, so I borrowed. She said I could take it to go over my mate's place, and never came back with it.
The keys came back, but the car didn't. How did you try and break the news to her? Were you just like, hey, Mum, how much do you love that new car that you've got?
Yeah, that was pretty much it.
Did she let you borrow the car again?
Nah, never.
You're like, Mum, good news is I'm okay. Bad news is you're taking the bus to work for an hour.
I still joke around with her these days. She bought a Holden not that long ago, which I wasn't too happy about. And I asked her, can I borrow that one?
And she's like, flat out, no.
And then all of a sudden she hung up the phone. Well, thanks for sharing your story with us. I hope things improve in the future.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Chris.
See you, mate.
Yeah. There's been a few people as well hitting us up on our Facebook page at Power FM Bega Bay with tales of when they borrowed the car and it didn't end well.
Yeah. Rosalind said she lent her brother her car. On returning, he parked the car on the street and it had a bit of an incline when it came to this street. And then she was washing up, looking out the window, and then saw the car slowly going backwards. And rolling away. Next would have been someone running after it.
Oh, no.
We shouldn't laugh, but that's a bit of a shocker. I'm sure they can laugh about it now. Chris from Brogo also says it wasn't a car, but way back in 1994, his motorcycle was off the road getting fixed, so he borrowed his brother's motorcycle to and from work, and one of the days he decided to skip TAFE and then decided to ride home and watch State of Origin. So he'd done the right thing on that, but needless to say, he got in a car accident or a bike accident with a Holden Commodore, which helped shorten the wheelbase on his brother's GSX 250, broke both of his arms, and missed the State of Origin footy.
I was going to say, did this happen 19 years ago? Was it other Chris in the other Holden? Was this? Did they cross paths?
And that's how they bet.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
That great feeling you get in your stomach, your subcockles, your conscience, everywhere when it's Friday afternoon, you finish work and you're like, someone invites you out for a couple of Friday afternoon beers.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's a great way to put a full stop on that working week. However, though, we recommend you do this responsibly
always,
when it comes to, having a couple of beers on an afternoon. But it seems like maybe in Queensland, a couple of guys didn't get that memo recently near Ipswich in Queensland. So I hear you laughing. Is that, I'm not familiar with Queensland, but is this like a Mount Druitt of like New South? Is this like a bit of a Bogan sort of a?
Yeah, it does have a reputation as being Boganish.
Okay, so you've got like Logan Bogan, and then you've got what?
It's not full Logan, but it's up there.
Yeah.
I give it like a hard 7 on a scale of 1 to 10 of Boganism.
Yeah, these guys have taken having Friday afternoon beers to very creative lengths and very illegal lengths as well, because they decided to share a couple of beers in a very illegal sort of way, you could say.
A dash cam has caught the moment two ute drivers share a beer on the highway while driving at more than 80 kilometres an hour. This happened on the Warrego Highway in Queensland on Friday afternoon.
Oh, my God.
These two guys, there's dash cam footage of this guy behind him, and they're just like sort of pulling up next to each other.
So
like
what, he threw a beer through the window of the other guy's car? Is this how this worked?
Threw a beer, but they kind of got that close. He basically passed a beer. Like I'm talking about taking up both lanes, like next to each other, at like 70, 80 k's an hour on a 100 k highway.
Oh my God.
One of the most dangerous things I've ever seen as well. Like this, the guy that was filming this just couldn't believe it. He goes,
I mean, you shouldn't have open alcohol container in your car to begin with, let alone passing it to a
absolutely
mate
not
in another car that's doing 100.
Well, they're playing a footy game along the highway, passing it or something. This is absolutely ridiculous. ridiculous, but this stretch of road, apparently, there's been so many fatal accidents over the last few years along this.
I can understand why people are doing
things like this. This guy couldn't believe what he was seeing. He said, I think there was about four people in one car and then like two in the other. Sees him pull up next to it, throws a couple of beers in, and then goes back again and throws another couple of beers, and then eventually the two sort of part and go their own separate ways.
Jeez.
I'm gathering he's probably got the number plate information, and these guys are going to be in a hell of a lot of trouble as well. But I tell you what, it's made me think about next time maybe I go to Queensland, I might have to be careful when someone says, you know, they hit the road for a couple of beers. Jeez, forget about the six-pack of beers. I'll be losing a six-pack of points if that's the case.
That's it.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.